Australian singer-songwriter Rachel Leocal will be touring the country all this month to celebrate the release of her fourth album, Shadows. After finishing in the top three of 2012's The Voice Australia, Rachel's career took off, and this latest album is, in her own words, is her most exposed and vulnerable collection yet, with 8 original tracks. She'll be on stage at the Gov on the 19th of November, but she joins us right now in the studio to tell us some more about her tour and her music. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So tell us a little about this tour. What's so unique about it?
Well, it's the biggest tour I've ever done. I haven't toured since 2013, and now I'm going to Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, Brisbane and Perth, and I'm bringing an amazing band with me and my beautiful support act, Hen. We've got some songs from Shadows lined up for you and a few old classics that I have done over the years.
You recently released the title track as a single. What is the song Shadows about?
Well, Shadows was inspired by a friend who was raising money for a charity supporting people with mental health issues. And it really hit me because there are so many people I care about in life who are suffering depression and bipolar and anxiety, and even, unfortunately, people who have committed suicide. And it really hit me that someone would resort to that kind of thing and feel so alone. So I wrote this song from that point of view to say that you have the strength within you to get through, and that there is support out there for you.
And I understand you've worked as an ambassador for certain organisations dedicated to helping people in the past, I understand?
Yeah, well, I'm a Royal Society for the Blind ambassador, so I want to support them wherever possible because they've always supported me. So helping charities and people in need is something I'm really passionate about.
Have you ever experienced any trouble being labelled as a vision impaired artist?
Not really, to be honest. I've never related it to my music. I don't know. When I was on The Voice, a lot of people were saying, oh, you're so inspirational, you can do this and this and this. And I'm thinking, why has it got anything to do with my music? It's probably as relevant as me being a blonde. So I'm really lucky that I get to do this, and I've just always connected with music, and nothing's going to stop me from doing what I love.
Now, there's 8 original tracks with this album, and as you mentioned, a few of some of your other tracks. Does performing your own music feel different to performing covers?
Absolutely. I've always tried to connect as much as possible, even with covers, and try to draw my own meaning from them so I can get all the emotions out. But there's nothing like singing your own songs, and 'cause you know exactly what they mean and you know exactly how to convey them to everyone. So, as you said, I've never felt more exposed and vulnerable because this is my own work, and I wrote 8 of the songs on there, produced 6 of them myself as well. And these are songs over the past 5 years. There's a song that I wrote on The Voice there, so that's why there's such a big mix of songs, because they're all written in different moods, different genres and different times in my life. They're all personal experiences.
What can you tell us about some of your favourite tracks from the album?
Yeah, well, of course, there's the Shadows track that I've just released off the album. Very special song because it's probably the one I most grew with. I originally wrote it on piano and then it changed to guitar, and I completely reconstructed the chorus, and I don't usually do that. Once I write a song, it's done. So completely changed the chorus, did a lot of layers at the end, and it was the last song I finished on the album. Of course, What They Don't Tell You is a special one because I got to work with an amazing musician like Josh Pike, and he puts a lot of focus on lyrics like I do, so we worked really well together. And Beware the Wolf is a special one because it was the first single I released from this album, and I did a really cool video from it that my brother did. He also did the video for Shadows, so 2 videos there. I was superimposed into a cartoon in Beware the Wolf, so there's that. And, yeah, in my Shadows video, my nonna is in it, so my grandma has a starring role, and also my sister-in-law, so there's some really special songs on here.
Looking at your musical journey so far, how do you feel like you've developed as an artist?
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of been slow for me, but to everyone else, I'm sort of just transformed with a bang, I guess, because on The Voice I was this little girl. I felt like a little girl, and I was wearing pretty dresses and singing classic songs, and now 4 albums later, I'm finally getting to have creative control over my music and what I want to put on the album and how I want to do it and how I want to dress and everything. So I feel completely different, but also still the same. And that's probably where the inspiration comes from. The song No More Little Girl is just sort of venting frustrations at being this different person and trying to be able to show the world that.
Are you excited to be playing at the Gov later this month?
Yes, very excited. I've never sung there before, and I picked all the venues personally, and that was one I was really excited to be at because it's just so cool. I've gone to so many concerts there in my time, so really looking forward to it.
Thank you very much for coming on the show this morning and speaking with us this morning, Rachel.
Pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.